Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Better go catch this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose this mountain, the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Welcome back to She Said, minus the He Said. He's driving right now because he had to go home and get his key fob because, well, we won't go into that again. But anyway, he'll be here soon, but don't worry. We have someone else to have some fun with me in the studio. So welcome to the show, Kim. I want to say Kimberly because I've been saying it. We'll go with Kim Moose. We're like best friends now, so I can like shorten her name after that. She is the owner of Cotton Cuts Collective. And if you go to cottoncutcollective.com, you can see what we're talking about because super cool. You know, I used to be so jealous of my friends when I was growing up in school, and they would come to school with these like new little rompers or I don't know, whatever it was we wore, and shorts and little dresses and stuff like that. And her mom would like whip her up a new outfit all the time. And so I thought I'd learn how to sew. Apparently it takes skill. Apparently it didn't work out well for me at all.
It's a piece of equipment. It's a piece of machinery. It's just learning how to use it, and you'll never know what you can create with it.
And it's changed so much. I mean, sewing machines, it's like you can sit back and just watch it do its thing.
Yeah. So I used to have that foot pedal, right, on the sewing machine, and you'd have to push it and have some level of coordination. My machine pushes a start-stop button. I haven't used a foot pedal in 7 years. I don't even have scissors. My machine automatically cuts my thread for me.
That wasn't kind of the cool thing, was hitting that pedal? They used to make it go really fast, and then so hard to thread the needle. Do you still have to thread needles?
Mine automatically threads my needle, too.
Oh, come on.
The technology
seriously
has changed so
much. So is it
much
even considered sewing, or is it considered just like, what would you call it now?
It is. So I'm an engineer, so I always consider it to be science and technology, engineering and math, because it's all the geometry that goes into measuring everything. And it's very close to woodworking because it's the measure twice, cut once. So yeah, the saw does all the cutting, right? But you still have to know the piece and the measurement of the stuff you're working on.
Remember in school we had the home ec classes?
Yeah.
So you had the cooking class, which I loved because you got to eat.
Right.
And then you'd have the home ec, which was the sewing class. Mm-hmm. And that's where I attempted to make what was supposed to be some sort of a shirt that was horrendous. And then you had shop class. Remember that?
Right.
And you'd get to make something out of wood. Those were the best hours ever.
Those were the best classes. I mean, those are foundational for me. That's how I decided to be an engineer. So.
Seriously?
Right.
From those classes?
From those classes in middle school.
And they wanted to try to get rid of them.
I know.
Who knew that there were engineers on their way from those classes?
Right.
So you are the newest community of sewing.
Correct.
It's like a sewing workspace.
Correct.
So tell us what that means. I mean, that's kind of like the new thing where people can go and work their business and have their own little space. Is that what that is? You can go in and just sew?
So it is, it's a maker space for sewers and for quilters. So you come into our space, we have all the amenities you need to be able to work on a project. So we have people that sew apparel, that sew the dresses and the rompers. We have people that sew quilts. We have cutting tables. We have ironing boards. We have all sorts of notions you would need to complete your project. Basically, you bring fabric, we have the machines, we have the staff, and you can make anything in the space that you would like.
Could be like a paint party, you know, where you bring your own wine.
So we have sip and sews that are going to be starting in April. So
that's what I would need. So sew my finger together. Or
my sewing is incrementally improved with alcohol. So
everything does.
So it'll be Tuesday.
I have a personality and everything. Then.
Right. It is intended to be that. So we have the open space where people can come in and make, but then we're going to be hosting events. So we have sip and sews on Tuesday nights where you can bring your own alcohol. We'll teach you how to make a beautiful tote bag. You don't have to have any sewing skills to do this. We have all the equipment. We'll teach you how to do it so you can get a group of friends together and come and make a project. We're going to teach kids how to sew in the shop. So we've been testing this. We brought in Chesterfield Day School into the shop for 2 days, and a bunch of first, second, and third graders made pillowcases and the cutest little stuffed animals. If you go to our Instagram and Facebook, you'll see what these kids were able to make. Boys and girls. Like, it's not just a girl thing. We were teaching boys how to develop a blueprint, draw a pattern, how to use the machine to sew it together and stuff it, and creativity. It was every single element of STEM in that class.
Incredible. Gordon, are you with us now? Are you there? Are you doing traffic again? He's out there doing traffic today.
No, I've got the key fob, and And I'm back in the car and headed back. And it was so interesting listening to you guys talk about the sewing stuff, because my sister used to sew all her own clothes. And I can remember going to the fabric stores, getting the fabric and getting the patterns, and you pick out what outfit you wanted. And, it was 1970. So there's some pretty interesting flower power.
I just think those packages were cool too. Mine never looked like that though when they were done. So did you, so I actually did shop class. I did cooking and then the sewing. Did the guys, Gordon, do you remember doing a sewing class in school then? Did the guys do that class?
No, I don't remember the guys doing it, but I remember guys doing home ec, but not like the sewing stuff. But it's interesting you say that about the young boys doing it and really enjoying it, because how cool, things like piano lessons and sewing and stuff like that, when you're a young boy, it's kind of like, okay, that's not what I want to do. I'm a man, I want to be a man. I want to do the manly man stuff, sports and stuff. But let me tell you something, the guys, when they get older, and if they can make something, if they would sew something for their loved one when they're in their 30s, the woman would probably lose her mind.
If you'd been sewing since you were young. But if you decide to sew me something right now, I'm not so excited about it.
You're getting a doily.
Can't wait.
So when Gordon came
in. Lace.
So when Gordon came to the shop, I was telling him, I actually have CBC high school boys that work for me in the shop.
Really?
And I've taught them how to use the sewing machine. And when I teach them, I'm like, your guys' stock has gone up incrementally for a girl magnet right now. You can use the sewing machine and thread it, you are infinitely above your peers.
So if someone wants to sign up and take on a class, now is it for people who've never even maybe touched a sewing? Could they come in there and learn the skills?
Yes. So we hit all skill levels. So our opens are main for experienced people that know what they're doing, that can sit at a sewing machine and get a little bit of inspirational help from around them. But then we also have classes for people who have never used a sewing machine. So it's, how do you thread a sewing machine? How do you use a bobbin? What are the different stitches? How does the machine even work? So that way you can really do some basic, simple stitches. And ironically, we teach you how to sew on paper. So there's these templates that we get from the internet, because everything comes from the internet these days. And you start by sewing on paper first, just to get the basic mechanics of how a machine starts, how it stops, how to control it. And then we advance to different skill levels and get to project-based classes.
Fantastic. So you can go to cottoncutscollective.com, check it out. They say inspire, gather, and create. And that is a good place to, if you've never sewed before, if you have a group of friends and you want to gather, bring your own wine, like you said, sip and sew, you have it all. Check it out. Say hello to Kim. And thank you for bringing that to St. Louis and kind of bringing that community back again and letting people know it is still super cool to sew.
It is.
Hey, Kel.
Yes?
Kel, I want to ask her one thing real quick, too. I wanted to bring up this real quick because it's very cool what they do. Talk about the charity that you do, Kim.
Right.
That's important.
Right. So this business started online 2 years ago.
Okay.
And so it's been an online subscription company that I've grown to a global footprint. And we needed to expand into a new space, which was the catalyst to take us to the mall. So when you walk in, you'll see the maker space is half the space, and then the other half is our online business. And so that online business, we have two elements of philanthropy as part of it. I always wanted to build something that gave back to the community. So the first piece is we use a sheltered workshop for disabled individuals in North County that cuts and folds a lot of the fabric that we ship every month. And so it was important for me to create jobs for those in our community and to give back. And so we've been working with Valley Industries in Florissant for 2 years.
That's
and
wonderful.
And they do all of, they give us a piece that we then fulfill in the mall. The second piece is 20% of all of our purchases at the collective as well as the online business go towards supporting our Heart Builders, which is a network of 200 quilters all across the United States that make quilts. We fund the quilts. They provide the labor and the creativity, and then we donate them to local charities. And so we just finished up a donation of 70 quilts for the local Project Linus chapter here in St. Louis. And in the life of this organization, we've donated over 350 quilts in St. Louis.
Wow. Fantastic. Round of applause for that one.
Thank
Way
you.
To go.
Thank
Can
you.
We find out more about this also on your website?
Yes. So Cotton Cuts Collective is the makerspace.
Sure.
Cottoncuts.com is the online quilting business. business. And okay. It has information about the Heart Builders and Valley Industries there as well.
That's great. Thanks, Gordon, for bringing that up. Yeah. So that make sure that everybody knew. Thank you so much, Kim. We really appreciate you coming in, talking about Cotton Cuts. And then, of course, the philanthropist that you are as well, that you bring that to the community. We really appreciate. So thank you so much, Gordon. Bring the WD-40, please, in for Grover's Chair while you're at it. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We're going to meet the ladies from Stonecrest Senior Living, which is, I think it's a resort. It's definitely a resort. I'm ready to move in now. We'll be right back. Hang on there.